Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Lots of sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 31. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 17 tonight, clear skies. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 53. Daytime highs approaching 56 Wednesday under sunny skies, 39 Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Ulua Lockwood. Right now, 25.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. There was an officer-involved shooting in Shawnee County over the weekend. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Friday night, the Kansas Highway Patrol conducted a traffic stop on a suspected impaired driver near the 2400 block of Southeast 45th Street in Topeka. Troopers performed field sobriety tests on the male suspect, who then fled on foot. A struggle took place during his capture, and a trooper used a taser, pepper spray, and then shot the suspect, who was transported to a local hospital and is in stable condition. The KBI will conduct an independent investigation into the shooting. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks made changes to the trout season. Trout will be stocked around December 1, January 1, and February 1 to align the season with the most popular months that anglers go trout fishing. The KDWP said in a news release it will focus on fewer high-density stockings at each site to give anglers better opportunities to catch fish at popular locations. Anglers can fish for trout without a permit after March 31st. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Have you lost CanCare? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On November 27th at 7:16 a.m., the Ellis Police Department received a report of a criminal threat with the reporting person stating that they had observed posts on a Facebook page that specifically named 2 Ellis County community members and was concerning in nature. After the Ellis Police Department was able to verify the existence of the post, they began investigating the credibility of the threat. And at 7:29 a.m., contact was made at the residence of one of the community members that were named in the Facebook post. At 7:36 a.m., while the officer was on the scene gathering information and advising the community member about the post, 43-year-old Nathan Harwick of Ellis showed up at the community member's residence armed with what the officer on the scene perceived to be a long metal pipe. Fearing for the safety of the community member and their family who were present in the house, the officer on the scene drew his service weapon and began giving commands for Harwick to drop the object he was displaying in his hands. Harwick was compliant and was subsequently arrested without further incident. Harwick was then transported to the Ellis County Jail, where he was booked on requested charges of 2 counts of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, and criminal threat. No injuries were reported. The officer on the scene later contacted the other community member who was named in the Facebook post and verified that they were unharmed. Governor Kelly and Kansas Department of Labor Secretary Amber Schultz recently announced that after years of fraud, delayed claims, and long waits, Kansas's unemployment program has rolled out a new, modernized system. And they stated that the launch of the online claim system that has been 3 years in the making is more than a decade overdue. Governor Kelly called it a complete transformation, saying now they've unlocked access to a world of new possibilities because modernizing an IT system is about more than just updating old software. It's about rethinking the entire infrastructure. Kelly told reporters and Labor Department staff the old system was slow, inefficient, and frankly unresponsive, especially when Kansas needed it most. Kansas's aging unemployment system crumbled under the weight of a historic number of unemployment claims that were filed during the COVID-19 pandemic, of which an estimated hundreds of millions of dollars worth were deemed fraudulent. A September 2021 state audit found that about 59% of the roughly 1 million unique claims filed during the pandemic were suspected to be fraudulent, and the same audit showed the state processed $700 million in fraudulent benefit payments, half of which came from federal funds and half from state funds. Schultz said a backlog of fraudulent claims does still exist. However, the department believes every case of fraud has been identified. And Governor Kelly said the overhaul that cost more than $40 million will have continued investment in technology, and that's important so they never fall behind the mark again. The health insurance marketplace is experiencing an increase in the number of potential cases of agent and broker misconduct, so consumers should be on the alert and verify changes in enrollments in their health insurance. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt warns that everyone should be very cautious when giving authorization for changes in their health insurance enrollments, and if you suspect unauthorized activity, you need to report it immediately. The Kansas Department of Insurance and the Health Insurance Marketplace have offered tips for consumers on how to identify fraud and avoid becoming a victim of unauthorized changes or enrollment in insurance plans. And they include to confirm the permission, as agents and brokers must gain your permission to sign you up or to make changes to your insurance plan. Avoid red flags. If you come across a health insurance ad that offers you cash, gifts, or other bonuses, this could be a scam, and you need to avoid giving out personal information that may be used without your consent. And make sure to only use trusted official sources to find help with researching, selecting, and enrolling in insurance plans so you can review and compare the plans carefully. Consumers who think they may be a victim of unauthorized agent or broker activity should call the Marketplace Call Center at 1-800-318-2596. And for any questions regarding unauthorized agent or broker activity, you can visit the Kansas Insurance Department online at insurance.kansas.gov. In Nebraska news, a 30-year-old Pennsylvania man recently appeared in court on a charge of robbing a Lincoln car dealer of $30,000. A judge set Daniel DuBois' bond at $200,000, of which he must pay 10% of that, or $20,000, to be released. At about 7:30 p.m. on August 25th, DuBois and another man went to an auto dealership near 48th and Adams Street to buy a vehicle, according to court documents. And the dealer told police the sale was set up ahead of time through Facebook and text messaging. During the sale, the dealer was taking a bag with $30,000 to his vehicle to deposit in a bank, but an arrest affidavit says DuBois tackled him and took the bag. He and the man he came with then drove off in a Chevy Malibu, and the car dealer chased the men to 90th and Adams Street, according to the affidavit, where the Malibu became disabled. Police said DuBois and his accomplice got out of the car and ran. Officers arrived and searched the area for hours, even calling in a Nebraska State Patrol helicopter, but could not find them. However, investigators did find DuBois' fingerprints and palm print in the car. Police said they also linked the phone number used to arrange the auto sale to DuBois, and court records indicated the other man has not been found. DuBois faces one count of robbery, and his next court appearance is scheduled for December 30th. A Lincoln woman was charged on Tuesday after leaving a 4-year-old child in her car. Just after 4:30 a.m., officers were called to the Shoemaker's truck stop near Southwest 40th Street and West O Street on reports of child neglect. After staff members were told by a bus driver that there was an unattended young girl in a parked vehicle outside and the mother was inside playing skill games. When the officer arrived, they found the child in the driver's seat of a grade 4 Escape with the radio excessively loud. The driver's window was partially rolled down, and the car was cold with no heat running. It was 24 degrees outside. According to an affidavit, the child had an extremely foul odor, her clothes were wet, and she had soiled herself. She had a coat on, but her skin was cold to the touch. 27-year-old Brittany Clark walked out of the store as officers were standing by her vehicle. She said she was inside playing slot machines for 15 to 20 minutes and was checking on the child every 5 minutes. However, two staff members of Shoemaker said Clark came into the store to play slots at 2 a.m., and they only noticed Clark leaving the store once between her arrival and the officer's arrival. While officers were interviewing Clark outside the store, she became belligerent and officers arrested her after she was taken to the ground and she resisted being handcuffed. The affidavit said Clark bit an officer in the arm, kicked another officer in the groin, and was kicking her legs at the officers. Clark was lodged in the Lancaster County Jail for child abuse, third-degree assault on an officer, and resisting arrest. Her hearing is scheduled for January 2nd at 10 a.m. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Agriculture is warning poultry producers about the significant risks of highly pathogenic avian influenza. The virus is spread by waterfowl, like ducks and geese, to domesticated birds, with chickens especially susceptible. And while it hasn't been detected in domesticated birds in Kansas since April, it was recently detected in wildfowl. The Kansas Department of Agriculture says you should monitor your birds for symptoms of HPAI, which include coughing, sneezing, nasal discharge, and other signs of respiratory distress, lack of energy and appetite, decreased water consumption, decreased egg production and or soft-shelled, misshapen eggs, incoordination, and diarrhea. However, the virus can also kill without birds even showing symptoms. If your bird exhibits any symptoms, you should contact your veterinarian immediately. And if you don't have a regular veterinarian, you can contact the Kansas Department of Agriculture's Division of Animal Health Office toll-free at 833-765-2006. You can find more information, including details on how to prevent HPAI, by visiting agriculture.ks.gov and clicking on the link under News. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on November 12th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The Norton County Commission, serving as the Board of Canvassers, were presented the 2024 general election ballots to canvass, and upon review of the KSA, each ballot was presented. Upon completion of the canvass, the final vote totals were tabulated and added to Election Day, and the election was certified official. Mid-month checks were presented to the Commission for approval, and upon review, the checks and vouchers were approved as submitted. Terry Laughlin with the Norton County Road Department updated the Commission on projects the crews were working on. Terry reported that the trucks have been a focus to get services, and the necessary repairs are being made. Terry stated that, as discussed, there was a proposal by Foley Equipment on Grader No. 118 for a service contract, and after review of the contract, the Commission opted to decline the contract. The Department of Corrections work schedule and jobs completed were reviewed by the Commission, and Terry stated that the crew has most of the mowing completed and will continue to work on signs. The 2025 holiday schedule was presented to the Commission for approval, and after review, a motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the schedule, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the October 31st, 2024 Commission minutes, with a second from Chairman Beidler, and the motion passed. Kathy Carlin, the Norton County Treasurer, reported to the Commission that she has spoke with the depository banks in the county about updating the status of peak agreements, as Mapes and Miller Accounting made suggestions to the county commissioners during the audit presentation that peak agreements were no longer the best practice. With no further business before the board, the meeting was adjourned until November 18th. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having spaghetti, tossed salad, peaches, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be spaghetti or mozzarella cheese sticks with garlic bread, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Parmesan chicken, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your weather forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 31 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become east in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 17 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become south after midnight. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 53 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 27. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be sunny with a high near 56. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 38. On Friday, sunny with a high near 50. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 56. And on Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 57. Currently, with fair skies, it is 20 degrees. The humidity is 100%. The wind speed is north at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.50. The dew point is 20 degrees, and the current wind chill is 13 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State football fell to Iowa State 29-21 on Saturday night as they couldn't make the comeback after being down 24-14 at halftime. Avery Johnson was 12 for 28 for 220 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. DJ Giddens had 14 carries for 72 yards. Avery Johnson had 13 for 64. Jace Brown had 3 catches for 106 yards and 2 touchdowns. Garrett Oakley had the other touchdown on 78 catches. K-State finishes the regular season 8-4, will not be in the conference championship game, and will wait to see what their bowl bid will be. That'll come out next Sunday. Kansas's football season came to an end Saturday at Baylor, falling 45-17. They finished the season 5-7 and will not be bowl eligible. Jalen Daniels was 12 for 23 for 280 passing yards with 2 interceptions. He had 5 carries, 37 yards. DJ Giddens dominated on the ground for his final career game. 20 carries, 133 yards, and a touchdown. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
ValleyBet.com. You know Valley Vet for their meds and more delivered to your door, but have you ever shopped at their Marysville retail store? Make it a destination for Christmas shopping. Valley Vet offers an impressive selection of men's and women's Ariat apparel, footwear, wallets, and caps. Find the latest in jeans from Cinch, Ariat, Wrangler, Can-Can, and Judy Blues. Check out Valley Vet's wall of boots for all ages with brands like Durango, Twisted X, and Keen. Top it all off with colorful wild rags, silk bandanas and scarves, and beautiful Montana silversmiths jewelry. Santa can load up with toys for kids and toys for your furry four-legged family members. You'll find a variety of products for pets, too. Get significant savings during Valley Vet's Black Friday and Small Town Saturday sales right after Thanksgiving. See, when we say meds and more, there's a lot more inside Valley Vet's store in Marysville.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.